Way, Fox's Steve Harrigan says the guy possessed a weapon and ammo.
That man had a handgun and more than 500 rounds of ammunition. Some of those rounds for the handgun, others shotgun shells.
Meanwhile, today, President-elect Joe Biden named his science team, calling this his most exciting appointment.
They're the ones asking the most American of questions. What next?
Mr. Biden wants to be the first president to include his chief science advisor in the cabinet. America is listening to Fox News.
Earnest Financial, LLC presents...
Did you know?
Did you know that the average life expectancy of an American these days is almost 79 years? Yep, it seems that Americans are living longer, and having a longer life is a pretty good deal. Unless, of course, you outlive your money. It's true that a lot of Americans get Social Security, but I'm talking about the money that you put aside for retirement. The money that you depended on for your old age. Now, I'm not saying you live past 79 years old, you're going to be broke, but unless you planned properly, there is a chance you could run out of money. That's why you need to call David Earnest, 279-7431. David is an asset preservationist with nearly 40 years of experience in making sure that you don't outlive your money. So call David today, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit...
Call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan...
Call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say...
Call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 9224.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $89 a month from Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Hurry and receive a $5 Starbucks gift card at your estimate. Visit CallDixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
We've been waiting. Waiting for COVID-19 vaccines to be developed. Now, waiting for them to get to us. But you can do more than wait. You have powerful ways to help slow the spread right now and protect your family and loved ones, too. Here's how. Watch your distance. Stay at least 6 feet away from folks you don't live with. It's risky to be indoors with them, too. And, of course, avoid crowds. Also, wear a mask. CDC reports masks protect the people who wear them and folks around them. And wash your hands using soap and water for 20 seconds, and do it frequently. Vaccines won't make COVID go away overnight, but they give us a real chance to finally overcome it. As long as we keep watching our distance, wearing our masks, and washing our hands.
Learn more about vaccines at cdc.gov/coronavirus. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Throw an extra log on the fire tonight. It's going to be a cold one with mostly clear skies. I think the winds will die down. Overnight low temperature falls to the upper 20s by first thing tomorrow morning. Tomorrow, not much warmer, but a little bit. High around 53. Not as much wind. Good bit of sunshine on Sunday. Then on MLK Day Monday, we're looking for mid-50s and probably into the 60s. It looks like Tuesday, Wednesday, and beyond. A nice warming trend next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with historic low rates. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Hey, welcome to Clearing the Air, 272-9228. Since we got a little time here, I'm going to read you something I wrote, and I've gotten a lot of response from this on Facebook. You know, it always comes up and says your name and says, what's on your mind? Well, I'll tell you what's on my mind. Let's see. The notion that the founding document of this great nation, that would be the Constitution, is evidently null and void is what's on my mind this morning. I wrote this on the 10th, January 10th. The extent of our government's corruption is so complete that there's no longer any place to present any possible legal action that is not itself corrupt. I'm sickened by the talking heads on the mainstream media screen constantly lying about my president and his loyal Constitution-following supporters. I suppose I'm jaded by 4 years' worth of sealed indictments are coming and mass arrests are about to happen when nothing ever seems to take place. Donald J. Trump has one move left on the big chessboard, should he choose to take it. But I don't believe that he will. As a matter of fact, I have bet my radio show that he won't. But honestly, I hope I'm wrong. Despite what most of you may think, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm really not. I'm curious. I want to know the truth about things, especially when they affect my family and I. When my government, the government that I purportedly control, the very same government that is supposed to answer to me, bold-faced lies to me after it facilitates, at the very least, attacks against its own people time and time again, then I want to know why. And how, and especially who. This is not the America that I grew up in, and it's not the America that God blessed for 200-plus years. I want my country back. I've had 70 comments on that. That's unusual. I normally don't get a whole lot of comments, so that was good. I just got up one morning and was very aggravated because the news is sickening. I can't watch the news because all they do is lie. And, oh, my God, it's fake news. It's just, it's disgusting.
Well, I mean, you have to, you know, like, bite your bullet, hold your nose, and just listen to it so you can tell how much they're lying and what they're lying about. So,
well,
you don't know.
I guess, but, you know, folks, I don't want your heads to explode or anything, but have you not realized by now that the powers that shouldn't be despise us? They take every opportunity to show how much they despise us. Remember them talking about when this Capitol thing took place, when all the supporters went to D.C., how there were these politicians looking out the windows at the people laughing while they were filming them? They hate us. They despise us. You know, we know for a fact they steal elections. They've been doing so for quite some time, according to Sidney Powell. Think about this. They install morons in positions of power just to make fun of us. Think about the idiot in Georgia who feared that Guam would tip over if too many people were there. Or the lady who thought the Border Patrol expression of a coyote carrying a child meant an actual coyote, the four-legged canine. Ask yourself how someone this stupid could actually get elected. They didn't. They were selected. What's even more dangerous than that are the ones installed that are a danger to America. All the Muslims that are now in D.C., it's an alarming number. Omar is a dangerous radical that has no business representing any American people in D.C. Now, AOC, she's a hybrid. She's a dangerous mix of the two types of installed lawmakers that I just went through. She's a radical leftist, the most radical of radical leftists. Plus, she isn't exactly the sharpest knife in the drawer, to use a Southern metaphor. That makes her twice as dangerous. And it's obvious to me that she's been chosen to push the uber-radical UN green agenda and, of course, Agenda 2030, which to the average hard-working, God-fearing American means no more gasoline or diesel-powered conveyance. No more red meat, no more living the rural life. They want us all in the cities, centralized, easy to monitor, and of course, easy to control. You know, there's a reason that I sent Greg Budell the George Carlin bit, The Owners, over 10 years ago. There's a reason he plays it once a week. Carlin nailed it, and it gets truer and truer every day, folks. It's unreal. And I hope people, I pray to God you people are waking up. I don't know. I hope you are. I pray that you're waking up. And I'm going to do a couple of throwbacks. I've done this before, but I'm going to do it again. NASA is Satan, the word Satan without the T, hence the word T minus, the expression T minus.
Yeah.
Think about that. That's scary, isn't it?
Yeah. That's an inside joke for them.
It is. Yeah. Once again, they're laughing at us.
Mm-hmm.
Socrates said, be kind, for everyone you meet is fighting a hard battle. Now, I believe that. I believe that our purpose in being trapped in these human containers that we call bodies is to love one another, is to have patience and be kind. You know, I really believe that. I think this is like a test, best I can figure. I don't know. What do I know? I'm just a Hawk Show toast, as Greg says. I do want to give you my core beliefs. I know you've probably got some new listeners out there. And I guess we picked up a whole new audience with since the election theft. So maybe it's time I let some of the new listeners know. Most of you longtime listeners already know this, but I believe the Bible is the word of the one true God as told through godly, inspired, and led human beings. Now, we didn't get all of it because men filled with anything but godly spirit intervened and saw to it that some of the books were removed or kept out altogether. Like Enoch, for example, that's older than any of the other manuscripts that made it into the Bible. I think Enoch's very important. And Frank is our Enoch expert. Frank's actually met Enoch. That's a whole nother show. The relationship between us and our Creator is the most important thing that we can foster, and that's called spirituality. Religion is what happens when man gets in between that relationship, which is never good. Now, Catholicism goes one step further in the wrong direction. It pretends to replace godly actions with the actions of its employees, deceiving members into believing that a priest can absolve you from your sins. Well, Scripture is pretty clear on the fact that only God can do that. He doesn't need the Pope, any other human being, to do that. He does that. That's his thing. Therefore, organized religion is a man-made control structure. Now, I believe ancient prophecies coming true right before our eyes. And to me, the biggest head-scratcher is why churches aren't talking about it. I believe America is running the modern Babylonian system and is going to be used as the hammer of the whole earth as foretold in end-time prophecy. Because America's mystery Babylon, in my opinion. Let's take a call. Hey, caller, thanks for calling.
What's going on? How you doing?
Good. How about you?
I'm all right. Hey. Just a quick question.
Yeah, man.
You were talking about earlier how you were disappointed because you said they kept talking about, like, I guess the Durham report and massive arrests and blah, 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 blah. And you felt like you kind of was jaded. I heard you say that the other week, too. And my question is, has it ever crossed your mind that that's because that was allowed alone?
I'm sorry. Has it ever crossed my mind what?
That was a lie all along. That all along when Trump or any of the other people kind of in his orbit,
mm-hmm.
Rudy Giuliani did the world, said they had all this evidence, even with the election.
Mm-hmm.
And when they're asked about it, they said, well, I got it in my office. It's somewhere on a thumb drive somewhere whatever, Sidney Powell, whatever, talks about Hugo Chavez. You ever think about that they were just lying all along and that's why they don't have no receipt to show for all the stuff they claiming they got?
Well, not that, but I have thought Postman made the comment when Trump first got elected that Trump's going to double cross us. And that's been stuck in the back of my mind the whole time that I listened to all this, and I'm trying to weigh it all out, and I'm thinking, can we trust Trump? You know, how can somebody, the deep state controls so much, how could he have gotten in without them putting him there? So, man, I have so many different questions bouncing around in my head.
And I guess since you just answered my next question, my third question is, you ever think about that you just overcomplicated? I used to work at a factory. My plant manager's key phrase the whole time I worked there was, keep it simple, stupid.
Absolutely. Great advice.
And it's kind of stuck with me. And I think people tend to overcomplicate things most too often. You think too hard.
Yeah.
You stay up at night, you marinate on it.
Absolutely.
And you just work yourself into a corner.
I agree.
And, you know, I hear you mention the Bible a lot, but I've also heard you say some things I don't necessarily think square with that. But if I put that to the side, you know, the key to everything, what you said a minute ago, is how we treat people.
Absolutely.
Galatians 5:22-23 talks about the fruits of the Spirit and how there are no laws against those, how you should treat people. And if you treat people the way it's outlined there, you're going to be all right, regardless of whether there's deep state, whether there's aliens, whether there's xenomorphs, whether there's whatever. If at the end of the day, your belief is God runs everything, and ultimately everybody's going to have to answer him, well, then if you follow that, then it's kind of, it simplifies all this other stuff. Because it doesn't really matter whether Trump is there or not there. Doesn't matter if AOC is there or not there. Doesn't matter if whatever.
True.
If you do that, like all this other stuff falls to the side, because ultimately it ain't going to matter anyway.
You're right.
And if you believe all that and you treat people like trash while you do it, well, then you're hurting yourself. Like you're not advancing toward the goals that matter. So if you stand up and not worry about this other stuff, excuse me. I guess it just messes up the mess. And I don't know. I think Trump kind of brought out a lot of different things, but I don't think it was intentional on his part. I think he's just a devout scumbag. I think he worships himself.
Sure.
And I think that, you know, kind of mentality mixed with social media, mixed with, you know, the 24-hour news cycle, mixed with, especially this past year, mixed with COVID and people just getting stir-crazy in the house, or their businesses going up, or schools being closed and having to take care of the kids while they're at work, at home. Like, all of that just kind of compiled and just made everything exponentially worse. And I think it just took some people to some real dark place. And I think ultimately, you know, it just doesn't benefit anybody. And if you're going to say we believe in Christ, ultimately, how you treat people. Everything else don't matter. If you treat people like God would have you to, with decency, with respect, with you know, some type of love for them, love for him, I think you'll be all right. And I think, you know, the other week I heard you say you were disappointed and you were feeling some type of way about how things are going, and if things didn't go, you know, over this next week, didn't go a certain way. And it's like, you know, for one believer to the other, like, it ain't that deep, dog. Like, it's really not that deep. Like, it's just not, like, ultimately, it's not that deep. Like, it don't matter. Trump can come, Trump can go, Biden can come, Biden can go. If God is in control and you believe he is, then it don't matter. It, like, it's, you know, don't lose no sleep over that. Like,
well, my friend, I think we have more things in agreement than we do disagreement, so that's a good thing.
I think so, too.
Thank you.
I
appreciate the call.
But you guys have a good weekend.
You too, man. Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye. Yeah. Got to hit a break, guys. Running a little bit late. Running a little bit hot tonight. Barely see the roses.
Hey there, I'm a dog. Now, I know we tend to eat things we probably shouldn't, but what you put in that food bowl really makes a difference. And dogs love it when you feed us Nutrena dog food from Prattville Farm Center. I love the taste and the energy it gives me, and you'll love it too, because it's made locally and won't hurt your wallet. Now, I've got squirrels to chase. See ya!
See the full line of Nutrena products at Prattville Farm Center, 1154 South Memorial Drive, or call 365-5400.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we understand what it means to serve. As children of military veterans, we are committed to providing our service members with the very best mortgage rates and experience.
Our community is full of veterans that would benefit from a VA interest rate reduction refinance loan, IRRL for short. For those veterans who currently have a VA loan, this program is reserved exclusively for you.
We can lower your rate and lower your payment with no appraisal or income documentation required. You'll even skip a month's payment, maybe two.
An Army veteran purchased a home in Pike Road just over a year ago. We were able to drop her interest rate over a point and save her $418 a month with a VA interest rate reduction loan. Folks, if you have a VA loan, you owe it to yourself to pick up the phone.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender. Thank you.
What'll it be, Joe?
Coffee and apple pie. Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Yeah, Madge, I'd like to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
That'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Well, don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with historic low rates. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Taking care of business, and that's what we're doing here in the beautiful Blue Water Studios, little chilly studios tonight, and we have a call. Hey, caller, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
It's me again. It's
hey, me again.
Like the last caller said, I was talking about the Lord, you know, if you just treat people right. It got me to think about some of the events that I've seen and witnessed myself. And, of course, me and my family never did go to church and everything, but there's always something that didn't seem just right with the churches and all, and it just didn't, they kind of seemed evil to me, you know, so this, you know, all the different things that we've heard from family members and stuff, and
right.
I just choose to believe in the Lord and, you know, just do right and, you know, don't do something that I know is physically wrong, you know, against, you know, like in the golden rule, as it says.
Sure.
But, so,
sure.
As the years went by and everything, later on, I actually got my uncle's .38 revolver pistol, and the first part of the, you know, I'm actually telling the second part of the story, but then when I want to go back and tell the rest of the story, as one of the famous people on radio used to, you know, on TV and radio used to say, I was out practicing one afternoon in the field. We have a dead stop at the back of our property, you know, our own homemade mm-hmm. shooting range with a bunch of cross ties from the railroad cross ties as
cool.
a backstop and a high hill above it. So we know nothing's going to happen. It's going to go into the ground or the wood itself.
Right.
So we had some of those political signs that we often use as target practice to put, you know, pin up pictures or target reticles on so we can sign in and practice with.
Sure.
And one of those bullets ended up ricocheting off the one of the support posts on it and bounced back, you know, about 15, 20 feet away and hit me square in the chest.
Uh-oh.
Dead center in the chest. And I'm thinking at first, what did it hit, a rock or something? Was that a rock or something? And I thought about it forever. It just kept on my mind the whole day. So at that point, when I was standing up there, when I was aiming where I was aiming, uh-huh. I scrubbed the ground with my foot to mark it so I would come to the same spot again and again when I was practicing.
Right.
Well, at about a 30-degree angle, I think to the left, about two steps away, was a .38 revolver bullet, you know, a lead bullet.
Wow.
And I thought, holy, you know what, I can't
yeah.
say it on the air.
Thank you.
So I said, this has got to be a sign from God, you know, he's got a reason for me to be here. You know, that's all the proof I need to believe that the Lord's real. You know, that
yep.
solidified it. So.
Yep.
From then on, it's on a keychain. It's been soaked in resin to steal the lead from everything, and it's on my keychain, and it's with me daily to remind me of that.
Good idea.
Now, here's the rest of the story. You know, several years after I got that pistol, my uncle decided himself to go see the Lord, you know, unfortunately.
Sure.
He did it. He had the second attempt to see it. And I fully believe that both him and the Lord were watched over me that day for sure.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. Wow, man. That's a pretty cool story.
And I've seen, you know, on Mythbusters where they've proven, you know, if it ricochets, you know, several times off of different angles on different substances that it reduces speed. So I physically knew that there's some scientific evidence behind it, but, you know, like, that just doesn't happen for no simple reason.
Yes.
You just can't put your finger on it. You know that somebody's watching after you because something like that happens, and
yep.
that's a good wake-up call, as you would say.
You better believe it, man. Wow. Good story. Yeah.
Man, everybody's sitting in their chair now, aren't they?
Yeah.
I already knew y'all were. I was about to warn you to sit down in your chairs to make sure you're sitting down, but I already know y'all were, but I've already sent you that link, and also that group that did the Power Armor for the Aliens movie, they've already made supposedly a working hoverboard from the Back to the Future.
Oh, cool.
And they've also made a real lightsaber. It's not as fast as the ones in the movies, but it does what the ones in the movies do, but it takes quite a bit more time, and it's portable.
Wow, that's cool.
It operates different. The cycles are not turning high enough.
Huh?
The cycles.
Okay.
The electrical cycles.
Okay. Okay. Whatever you say.
But y'all have a good night, and we'll hear y'all next weekend.
Thanks, Chris. Take care, buddy.
Bye.
See you. Okay. The cycles. I'm familiar with cycles. Well, at least I thought I was. Maybe I'm not. I don't know.
Well, what's going on? Where you been?
I don't know. Well, Postman's apparently talking to somebody who's a regular. Because he asked him, well, he better hurry because he's only got like 2 minutes. So I know some that can do it in 2 minutes. I know some that are incapable of holding their talks to 2 minutes. Well, we're about to find out, folks. It's like golf. And he's picking up the phone and he's listening to someone. Hey, caller, you on the air?
Well, a belated Happy New Year to you and Postman.
Hey, Kenny.
Yeah.
How are you?
I was like, where have you been?
That's what I
well,
heard.
Yeah, it's sort of complicated or whatever.
You okay?
But, yeah, I'm okay. I mean, I had a small bout with something almost a couple of weeks ago that kind of gave me concern until I went to have it checked, and then found out I had a mild case of diverticulitis.
Ooh, yeah, they say that's painful.
Yeah, well, that wasn't the thing that bothered me. Is when I saw the blood, I thought, no, there's something wrong. But anyway, went in 6 hours later, plus one CT scan. They said, yeah, you have a mild form of diverticulitis, so we're gonna put you on antibiotics. And so yeah, the rest is history.
Gotcha.
You know, but anyway, like I told Postman, I said, hey, I haven't called. Even my wife was like, hey, you haven't called them. And I was like, yeah, I'm kind of guilty. Been listening, you know, but I just, because sometimes I always call at the wrong time.
I understand.
And then sometimes I really don't have much to add to what everybody else is, you know,
sure.
saying. You know, some acts are hard to follow.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
But, you know, about the only thing I've been thinking about all this stuff. And, you know, for me, you know, everything that we're going through right now in this nation, you know, the wickedness, the evil, all this stuff. It was funny for me. I woke up the day after the election. I didn't know what the results were. But I had this real heavy feeling in my spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And I really didn't know why. And it's been lingering for a while. But I think I've shared this with you before, that because of this country's disobedience, that how they've mocked God, spit in his face, turned it back on him, that I really felt, and I heard it in my head, that there was a cry from the nation, basically, that they would rather have Barabbas.
Yes.
You know, when they had a choice, well, for Pontius Pilate to choose one to set free.
Yep.
And I just had this feeling that this is what I feel in this nation now. Like, they would rather have, well, they'd rather be like the stiff-necked, you know, Israelites. Hey, we had it better when we were in slavery.
Yep.
For 400 years, than, you know, just following what God has already shown us, all these miracles, and let's go to the promised land and be happy. No, we were looking back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this nation just feels like, to me, this is like, and I hear from a lot of people, even people I grew up with, that should know better because their fathers fought against socialism and communism and fascism.
Yep.
And to have these people post all this stuff about how this man is wicked, but this is what we want. I'm thinking, like, you people are so blind spiritually.
Yep.
You have no idea what you're lining yourself up for and what you're asking this country to turn into.
Yep.
You know, the fact that you support a murderer, because that's what that party is. They're shedding innocent blood.
Yep.
You know, pedophilia, all this stuff, the wickedness. But this is what I hear is, like, they would rather have that than to be set free.
Yep. They want to be safe.
So, you know, that's just what it's kind of lingering. I pray about it, you know, for God to just take the scales off their eyes, you know, to change their hearts. And we know not everybody's going to do it. But yep. You hope at least one person that you pray for, maybe that'll be the one that can start something and talk to the others. But some of them, I think, are maybe a little too far gone.
Well, Kenny,
to the left.
Kenny, let's get honest here for a second. Seriously. America under Biden and Harris is going to be so bad that true Christianity is going to thrive. It's going to come back because God's going to be all we have left.
It's going to have to.
Yes, exactly.
And I was reading something the other day and even just now, you know, and God has done it many times, especially with his nation, that when they basically turn their backs on him and go astray, he will lift up an evil, wicked ruler.
Yep. Exactly.
You know, to rule over them. And then they, you know, they'll have that big cry like, you know,
oh, what have God, we done? What have we done? God, you forsaken
right.
us. Yeah.
And as soon as he does it and everything's cool for a while, hey, we go right back to being wicked. But I think this time, well, look, let's face it. This whole thing, I have said before, and I think we've shared this, this is going to be the thing that's going to separate the sheep from the goat.
Absolutely right.
You are either, just like Moses did when he came back down and God told him, get down to your people because they have corrupted themselves making
golden
idols
calf.
Of gold.
Yep.
You know, this is the same thing. Who's for God? Stand on this side. The rest of you, you know, and you don't want anybody, you know, you don't want harm to come to anybody because God's going to make pass judgment anyway.
Sure, it's his gig.
But those are the people that, you know, okay, you're not with me, you're against me, okay, God opened up the ground and swallowed.
Yep, boop, gone.
So I hate to think that, but yeah, this could be that thing that, you know, he's allowed this to happen because my people, and especially the church.
Oh boy, howdy, yes.
The church has been asleep, they have compromised themselves. If they would get off their lazy behind and actually do what they were commissioned to do, we wouldn't be in this mess.
You're absolutely right, my friend.
So, anyway, that's my little rant for today.
It was a good one. I enjoyed it.
How are you guys doing? I know you're coming up on a break.
Hanging in there. How about you?
Doing fine. The missus, like, we got to go up tomorrow, UAB, and she's got to have a COVID-19 test because Tuesday morning she's going to have a stent put in where her pancreas is.
Oh, wow.
The pseudocyst thing.
Yeah.
Kind of reared its ugly head, but that's okay. Get that done Tuesday, and then you know, she'll be home resting.
Good, praise
so
God.
So just include
that.
Her in our prayer, in your prayers.
Absolutely, always.
And anyway, you give my sister from another mister a big hug and a kiss when you see her.
I will do it, Kenny.
And I'm just going to keep listening. So you and Postman keep up the great work.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. It's good to hear
right,
your voice.
Love you guys.
Love
all
you
right,
too.
Kenny.
See you.
Bye.
Bye. Late for a break. Big shocker there, huh? I'm always late for my breaks. We'll be back.
Hey, everybody, this is Dr. Sam, and you know, for years, close to 40 years now, Woodham's Southside Firestone has been servicing my car. It doesn't matter what happens to them, Woodham Southside Firestone just does it right the first time. Whether it's tires, they have a great selection of Firestone tires and all kinds of tires, all brand names. Whether it's an oil change, check the fluids, the wiper blades, anything from the bottom of the tires to the top of the roof, Woodham Southside Firestone has you covered, and I can't think of a better place to go than at Woodham Southside Firestone. By the way, they're going to be giving their employees off on Saturdays, so they'll be closed on Saturdays, but you know what? They need time with their families, too. Woodham Southside Firestone. They're located 1/2 mile south of the Southern Bypass on the Troy Highway. Woodham Southside Firestone. You can count on them every time. Woodham Southside Firestone. Use them today. You'll be glad you did.
Who can you trust anymore when you have healthcare questions with all of this misinformation floating around on social media?
I trust our local doctor and also my Adams Drugs pharmacist.
I just want to know if I'm taking the right medications and if there's something else I can do to help boost my immune system.
You know, the pharmacist at Adams Drugs talked with me about my medications just the other day and offered some great advice on that very thing, boosting my immune system.
Well, what did they tell you?
They recommended vitamin C, vitamin D, and also zinc supplements. It makes me feel good when I can just walk into my Adams drugstore and talk with my pharmacist about any healthcare concerns I may have. I trust them.
Well, I need to go to Adams Drugs and let them look over my medications and get some advice on how to build up my immune system, too.
Good. You'll learn to trust them like I do.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Give us a call and see how we can be your healthcare partner. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
Worth Cleaners, your professional dry cleaner in the River Region, wants you to know that their dry cleaning and laundry process effectively kills all viruses and germs. Your family's belongings are safe when you use Worth Cleaners. You'll always get the same great service, whether you visit one of their 2 Montgomery locations or you take advantage of their free pickup and delivery service at your home or office. The lobby and drive-thru windows are open from 7 a.m. till 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Worth Cleaners' helpful and knowledgeable employees stand ready to answer your questions about your dry clean clothing, bedspreads, wedding dresses, dress shirts, drapery panels, and even your household wash items. They do it all, and it's done on site in their modern and clean facility. Worth Cleaners has been in business for 30 years, and they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery time after time. Visit worthcleaners.com to find our prices, special discounts, coupons, and location maps. Your family's clothing is worth it. Come by or call Worth Cleaners today.
Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $89 a month from Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Hurry and receive a $5 Starbucks gift card at your estimate. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding.
Well, hi, everybody. Throw an extra log on the fire tonight. It's going to be a cold one with mostly clear skies. I think the winds will die down. Overnight low temperature falls to the upper 20s by first thing tomorrow morning. Tomorrow, not much warmer, but a little bit. High around 53. Not as much wind. Good bit of sunshine on Sunday. Then on MLK Day Monday, we're looking for mid-50s and probably into the 60s. It looks like Tuesday, Wednesday, and beyond. A nice warming trend next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here. Some folks might call you customers, but at Capital Tractor, we're privileged to call you friends. You're the reason we go the extra mile in serving you with quality Kubota equipment. From our family to yours, thank you. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
When the walls came down. Welcome back to the program. Caller, you're on the air.
Who is this, and how did you get my number?
Oh, I can't give out that. That's privileged information, sir.
Richard C. Hoagland.
Yes.
He used to be a frequent guest on with Art Bell on Coast to Coast AM.
Yeah.
I used to listen to him way back when I was a little boy.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking for some old shows that maybe I could download. And I found one from 1995 where Art Bell and Hoagland talked for like 5 hours.
Wow.
One of the things we were talking about was The Face on Mars.
Yeah, that was about the time frame that book came out, if I'm not mistaken.
You st- still buy that book. It's only like $70-something.
Yeah, I know, and I'm so mad I let somebody borrow it, and they never gave it back.
That's hardcover. You get softcover a lot cheaper. But they don't, the guys that are now, George Norrie, he don't have much to do with Hoagland.
I wonder what happened.
I don't know. Hoagland has changed. He's got a YouTube channel now, but it doesn't have any of the old stuff. It's a newer thing that he's doing now.
Huh.
But I can remember hearing him talk about glass or crystalline buildings.
Yeah, the tunnels and stuff. Yeah, that's right.
And they were ancient.
Yep.
Ancient, cracked and falling apart some. And said you could see them in some of the pictures, some of NASA's pictures that mm-hmm. they didn't get them airbrushed out of or
right.
adjust the camera controls to where they didn't show.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But I found this, it's like 3 hours and 17 minutes of audio with all the commercials left. I'm going to try to grab tonight. It doesn't have an easy download. You pretty much got to play it. I may have to just play it and turn my recorder on and let it run.
Yeah, that's what I usually have to do is I take a splitter out of my headphone jack and a cable from the one side of the splitter into my record jack and my headphones in the other side, and that way when I play it, I can hear it through the headphones and then use my internal recorder in my computer.
Ah, okay.
And copy it all at once. It's easy to do.
I pay George Norrie to be able to access.
Oh, cool.
Past shows. You get to like, I think the last 5 years, you can go back and download the shows or listen to the shows.
Yeah.
I have several that I've downloaded.
Cool.
Through the years that I like to keep.
Neat.
But if I can get this Hoagland thing, man, I'll give you a copy.
Thank you.
A way to get it downloaded.
I appreciate that. I'd love to hear it.
But I always love listening to him talk about that stuff.
Me too.
All right, man, I'll let y'all go. Love you guys, and we're still listening.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mr. Cooter.
You betcha.
Take care. Is this the divine Miss Connie?
I don't know about that.
Hey, Miss Connie, how are you, hon? It's good to hear your voice.
The caller before you went to the break, all I can say is amen. The one that talked about the church and everything.
Yes.
A hearty amen. Everything was spot on. And the one that called a little bit earlier that you said you agree with most of what he said, I agree with that too.
Yep, me too.
And, you know, when she first started and everything, of course, I got on board. I thought, oh, this, you know, it was kind of exciting.
Yeah.
And it didn't take long to figure out, something's wrong here, you know. And I kept following just to see. And trust the plan. Sessions. Well, when that fell through, I said, okay, dokey.
Yep. Me too. Me
and
too.
And then he kept saying, trust Bar, trust Durham.
Nope.
Nothing ever happened. Like, I got off that train a long time ago.
There you go.
And so I gave up. Of course, you know, all this hope porn started coming out about, oh, Trump's got a plan and this and that. Well, as I said to you in the message I sent you, we're to trust the plan, okay? But it's to be God's plan.
There you go. That's
not
right.
Political
and
plan.
That's right. That's right. And the New World Order is what's going to happen after Christ gets back. There's your New World Order.
Right. Yeah, the real one. Yeah.
The real one. Yep. That's the only one I'm in for.
But, you know, I grew up, I was born in 1946, and I grew up in the 50s. And for me as a child, that was the most wonderful time to be a child.
Oh, it's yes. So, yes.
It was absolutely fabulous. And then, of course, the early 60s until all the craziness hit.
Yeah.
But you know, those were good times. But then I got to looking back, and I thought I was all nostalgic about all that. But for me as a child, it was good. But for many people, it was not good.
True.
You know? And so then I started looking into history, world history, going all the way back. And that's really fascinating. You know, this little time of peace we've had in my lifetime is a little blip on the screen, because the world has not been that way.
True.
The world has always been in turmoil, and we were fortunate enough to give in that little blip of time. But what that little blip did to us was it made us lazy.
It did, didn't it?
It made us feel privileged.
Yep. Yep.
And we thought we'd never lose it.
Well, and our parents, you know, to their credit, they thought that they had hard lives, because most of them went through the Great
Tribulation.
The the economic collapse, the Great Depression, and they didn't want us to have to suffer like they did, so they tried to make our lives easier, which in retrospect was a mistake.
But I don't know. And, you know, I voted for Trump at times mainly because, not that I liked his personality, but he stood against abortion. He stood for, you know, supporting the church and blah, blah, blah. Well, and hopefully, at least he said he stood for those things, okay?
Yeah.
And so I knew the Democrats didn't. They didn't want God in the platform.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew I had to vote for the lesser of two evils.
Mm-hmm.
But then he had those preachers, so-called, who were advising him. And, oh, my gosh, you know, Paul White, and I can't remember the guy's name that looked like a demon. But anyway, and so there's those help and well tied, you know, and they were filling him with pride.
Right.
And he already had pride.
You better believe
it. He didn't need to be filled with more pride.
Right.
And so he never humbled himself in every speech, even when he went to Georgia that last time, was, look what my administration has done. I've done this. We've done this. Never saying God has allowed this, you know.
That's
what
right.
I'm saying?
I do.
And I just feel like, yeah, this country, I've also looked back and studying history. Go back and look at the history of Iran. In 1900, it was still Persia.
Yep.
In 1901, guess what? They found oil.
Yep, the Brits came in and found oil.
The Brits came in. Yeah.
Yep.
And so, and guess what? They allowed the Iranian people to keep a whopping 16%.
That's right.
Of their oil profits. Okay?
You're right.
Go back and study what this country, the CIA, and
I
the
did.
FBI
I have.
Government.
I have.
Well, I know you have, but people out there listening need to go and see the sins that are the blood on the hands of this country.
You better believe it.
And it's almost like God is saying, I can't. How do you want me to keep blessing you when you've got all these sins and you're not repenting?
Exactly right. And you brought it up last week. What if Trump does pull a rabbit out of the hat? Where are we going to be? Is America going to repent? Is America going to go,
no.
I'm sorry, God, we're sorry. No, they're not going to.
No, we'll say, oh, good times are here again.
Exactly. Here we go again. Party time.
Right. And there's so many Christians are, well, God's going to do it because I'm saying, I'm praying it, I'm proclaiming it. Just name it, claim it stuff. Well, we can't tell God what to do.
No.
What kind of idiocy pride is that?
Exactly. I'm with you, honey. I am with you. You're right.
And we need to be saying, okay, God may be saying, okay, judgment's coming. Well, if that's his plan, then we gotta accept it.
That's, you know, I've been telling Lynn, when we pray now, I don't pray for America. I don't pray for Donald Trump. I pray for God's will to be done.
Absolutely. That's what we need. We need his will, because through it all, because we have friends in other countries who are in socialist countries, and some of them who have very hard times, some of them who have been spied on in their own homes and stuff. So, you know, and they've been going through this.
That's right.
You know.
That's right. And, you know, we've got so much disinformation, we don't know what the truth is. God does. God does.
Right.
Let him do what he does.
Right, right. Well, I'm not going to stay on, but anyway, I'll just amen to both of those callers. And the other callers have done good, too. It's been a really good show, as usual. But,
you
know, repentance has to come or judgment's going to come.
Yep. I'm with you, hon.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you, Ms. Cullen.
Good night.
Good night.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Wow, great call. All right, and of course, I got to hit a break because I'm late. Get your parting shots in at 272-9228. Clearing the air.
What'll it be, Joe?
Coffee and apple pie. Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Yeah, Madge, I'd like to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
That'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor.
With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $89 a month from Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Hurry and receive a $5 Starbucks gift card at your estimate. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's
done. License number 15033.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Waning Moments of Clearing the Air. We have a call. Hey, caller, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, this is 10W40.
Hey, 10W40.
I wanted to know if y'all had any comments on Redstone Arsenal being named the permanent headquarters of Space Force and wanted to know if Postman had his bags packed.
Good question. What about it, Postman? You ready to go, buddy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I know you're ready to go.
Yes,
it doesn't surprise me, but I'll let Postman handle all that.
Yes, it is, and it was quite refreshing, you know, when they actually announced it, you know, on the news, and actually Alabama won out over like three other different sites, and I think it's a good thing, but I don't know whether they're going to launch from there or what, but they may launch from there at some point in time. Who knows? They may put a spaceport there, which would be good, which would be actually excellent. That way you maybe see them come and go.
Wow.
Yeah, for sure.
Interesting. Has anything...
Didn't know if that mean we'd be the first to go or the last to go.
I'm not going. I don't know about y'all, but I'm not going anywhere. I'm staying here. I'm staying earthbound. I can't help it.
Gotcha. Well, I appreciate it, and it's been a great show. Thank y'all.
Thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling.
All right. Take Bye-bye. Care.
I love those kind of calls. Short, succinct, to the point. Gotta love it. So we're home with the first spaceport, huh?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if they put a port there or put a...
Or whatever you want to call it.
Right. It's the that's the home of the actual Space Force, the administrative bosses. Offices.
Space Command.
Yeah.
Little Johnny Space Commander. How cool is that? That's pretty neat. Maybe, I wonder if it's got anything to do with the Nazis. Got to tie the Nazis in there somewhere, because isn't that called what's his name, the main Nazi dude that we stole, came over here?
Oh, you mean
yeah, him.
Werner.
Von Braun.
Yeah.
It's the Von Braun Space Center or something. Isn't it?
Right, it is. Yeah.
I'm sure they're going to incorporate his name into this whole space thing.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, because he was the father. They call him the father of rocketry.
Yep. Yeah. And, you know, and there's something really weird about the whole rocketry thing when you look at some of the people that were involved in it. They used to pray to Pan before they would fire their rockets. I mean, it's a lot of weird mysticism going on with that that I've read about, especially with, of course I'm drawing a blank again. One of the facilities in California. And the guy that basically, Jack Parsons, JPL, Jet Propulsion Laboratory.
I can hear you.
Jack Parsons was a Satanist. He was, he studied under Aleister Crowley, who called himself the Beast, the Great Beast, 666. You know, all these guys were Satanists. What does that tell you? I think I think it has something to do with the search for demonic beings out there in space. Bring them here to answer their God. Their God, and that's a little g, Satan. I mean, it makes sense to me if you look at it that way. But it's just crazy. But all of them would pray to Pan and these other deities, not God, not the God, not the Most High God, but their God.
Can you hear
which
me?
Was never a good God, if you know what I mean. But, yeah, Jack Parsons. And interestingly enough, you know who trained under Jack Parsons? The father of Scientology, L. Ron Hubbard.
All right.
No kidding. It's a weird connection between all these people. We have one last call. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Hey.
Hey.
I'm a first-time caller of the show. I've enjoyed it a lot.
Thank you.
Sir, I was wondering exactly what does people saying that Obama's Antichrist. Well, I'm stupid on that. What is exactly, you know, to the point of that? What is Antichrist? What does that mean?
You want to take this one, Postman, or you want me to try to mumble through it? What the Antichrist is? Explain what the Antichrist is.
I'm going to hang up because I can barely hear y'all.
Gotcha. Okay. Thanks, caller.
Thank you.
I'll answer
it. Bye-bye.
The Antichrist is the, gosh, what's the best way to describe him? He's the precursor to bringing in Satan. He's the precursor. He's the human precursor of Satan that's going to set the world up for Satan to elevate his throne above that of the Most High God on this planet. Is that right?
Yeah, he's the antithesis of Jesus Christ.
There you go.
He's diametrically opposed.
There you go. There's the dark side has this transmogrified version of the good side. They've got their version of the Ten Commandments. That's the Georgia Guidestones, in my humble opinion. The Pope's the false prophet. Christianity has their version, and Satan has his version. The reason I think Obama's the Antichrist is you go to the book of Luke, it quotes Jesus as saying, I beheld Satan falling from the heights like lightning, or falling like lightning from the heights. If you go to a Hebrew dictionary and you look up those words in Hebrew, all right, lightning is barak, and heights is balma, and they're normally co-joined by a conjunction, usually O, Barack Obama. No kidding. I actually downloaded a Jewish translation thing on my computer, and I put those words in. And I'm not kidding you. That's what they translate to. Now, Barry Sotero did have his name changed to Barack Obama. So maybe, you know, why did he do that? Did he do that because his father was Barack Obama and he's a junior? Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea why he changed his name to that. Have no idea, but Jesus called it. If you go to YouTube and search, did Jesus give us the name of the Antichrist? You'll find the video that talks about the book of Luke, what I just told you. So I believe he's the Antichrist. I don't think we've heard the last of him. He set up a compound about a mile from the White House, and he's been doing disinformation and stuff against Trump since Trump's been in office. And I think before it's over with, he'll be the head of the UN, and he will be the Antichrist. But that's just my opinion. I could be wrong. Don't take it as fact. There's a lot of evidence to suggest, particularly what I just told you in the Bible, that he's the Antichrist. But I don't know. Well, Postman, we got about a minute and a half before this show's over. We don't know what, by the time we get back together again, we don't know what's going to have happened.
Right.
So, folks, if we get the darkness, if we get the emergency signal, if, be prepared. Please have a plan. Get a Berkey water filter. Get some non-perishables. Just be ready in case. Love y'all. Postman, I'm going to give you the last minute.
Yeah,
lucky devil, you.
The main thing is, people, you got to realize it is winter, and
dark winter,
right? And the thing is, you're gonna need backups for if power goes up, and especially if you got an electric furnace, and plus it takes power to run your fan, even if you got a gas furnace. So some of you may have to revert to the fireplace, or you may just have to use portable heaters, portable gas heaters. But with that, you still got to have heat. You know what I'm saying?
Always.
I'm just trying to give you some options on some ways to